of my favorite topics, which is at the intersection of Daraisas and Darabanans. Not every rabbinic initiative is created equal.
Mm-hmm.
Three levels, Masar Nakasav Lachachamim, where it's purely Din Daraisa, the other end of the spectrum, a pure Din Darabanan, like we have here by Shah Hamishas. Then you have this interstitial category called Divrei Sofrim, where the rabbis are taking the initiative to extend the Din Daraisa, in this case back to Shah Shishas. So we'll mirror the dinim of the Daraisa, in this case the Nafka Mina being the Isser Hana'a, which you don't have in the fifth hour, but of course you do have within the sixth hour, which is why you have to wait until the sixth hour for the Lach Metoda and Truma, anything that is the status of Kachrim. Truma and Kachrim are parallel in this way, that you're not allowed to be Me'abed Kachrim Biyadayim. You're not allowed to be Sorifit unless it's no longer usable whatsoever. So you have to wait until the Shah Shishas for that. Halamata, so the Rambam comes back and says, all the Nosei Kelim want to know, like, what is this, like, you know, it's Sayulamad, Mabikesh Laban Harami Lasos, you know, Halamata, like, says that in the usual language of the Rambam. So people are a little confused. Shemutalachol Chametz V'yomer Basar Adsof Shah Revius. Okay? In the beginning of the fifth hour is a problem. Ve'in Ochon B'shah Chamishis Aval Ned. In Bo Ve'ochol B'shah Shishis Makin Oso Makas Mardos Ve'ochol Mitchila Shah Shavius Soloka. So there's a couple of questions that the Lecha Mishnah raises here. He says, okay, it's not just the Ochel Mitzchilas Shashvius that's the problem. It's really, you know, Hanoah as well. And that's a problem. But okay, you know, we can answer as he does that we're talking about the Malkos. And the Malkos, of course, stems from Lo Sochal Lav Chameh. So the Yisr Achila is really what brings the Malkos. Okay, very good. So the Rambam here seems to be just continuing what his suggestion was before in terms of the Divrei Sofrim versus the pure Din D'Rabbanan. But as is only fitting, where else could we begin our discussion and end our discussion of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah Perek Aleph than with the notion of Makas Mardos? Because this really confirms so much of what we've been saying this entire Perek. Three times throughout the Perek, we had Makas Mardos, which you normally associate with the D'Rabbanan. And the Magid Mishnah says here, yeah, let's read it inside. Makas Mardos Yedua B'chol Israel Shal Divreihem. But we know that that's not true, right? That three times in this parak, we already saw Makas Mardos to be for a clear Isser Daraisa, we didn't qualify for Malkos. The first example was Bali Rab Bali Matzeh, because even though conceptually it's defined as a Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh, because you're Mekayim Mechametz Pesach, if you actually lack a technical Ma'aseh of Mechametz on Pesach, or that you acquired Chametz on Pesach, so you can't get the standard Malkos Min HaTorah. But Makas Mardos, did you violate a Din D'Oraisa? Of course, you violated a Din D'Oraisa. But you get the Makas Mardos because you don't qualify for the Malkos Min HaTorah unless you do a technical action. That was case number one. Case number two that we talked about, a little bit out of order, but just conceptually, we talked about the Isser of Chatzi Shir. So Isser Chatzi Shir in general might be an Isser Klali, but by Chametz, it's for sure for the Rambam and Isser Prati. He quotes the Pasuk of Lo Ye'achel Chametz. So it's true that it's not enough of a shear that can require Malkos, but he says, Ach, Ochel Chametz, Pesach, Kol Shehu, you're going to get Makas Mardos. Did you violate an Isser Darabanan? Of course not. You violated an Isser Daraisa of Lo Ye'achel Chametz. And third example of Kol Machmetzas Lo Sochelu, so to qualify for the Malkos associated with that, it has to be the shear, which he defines as Kizayas Chametz, Besoch, HaTaroves, Bichtei, Achila Shalosh Beitzim. Let's say you have less than that. Does that mean that there's no Isser Daraisa of Tarovas Chametz? Of course there is. There is an Isser Daraisa of Tarovas Chametz, but you just didn't qualify for Malkos, so it gives you Makas Mardos. So what a beautiful way for the Rambam to end the parak by saying, yeah, the Makas Mardos applies, of course, in the Divrei Sofrim, because the Divrei Sofrim was patterned completely on the Daraisa. So it took not just the Isser Achila that starts after Chatzos, but also the Isser Hana'ah, unlike the Gzeira of Shah Chamishis, right? A lot of the Nosei Kelim want to know, why didn't you get the Makas Mardos for Shah Chamishis? The Chamishis says, oh, it's already Isser Hana'ah, so we need to Machmir. Like, what do you mean, to Machmir? Why don't you give Makas Mardos? Isn't this what they're about? No, the whole point is that in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Makas Mardos isn't for Yisurei D'Rabbanan, it's for Yisurei D'Oraisa, where you don't qualify for the Malkos. So what's the closest thing to an Isser D'Oraisa? Midivrei Sofrim, where the rabbi said, we'll take the Isser D'Oraisa as it exists in Toto, after Chatzos, Mitzchila Shah Shviyis, and we'll just apply it to the sixth hour. So the first nafkamina that we saw was the Yisrana. The second nafkamina that we see is the Malkos. Now here, you can't say that it's Malkos Midaraisa, right? But it's Malkos, what we call Makas Mardos, right? So just like we had the Makas Mardos in three cases of an Isidaraisa, you have Makas Mardos in the case of Divrei Sofrim, so it ends up being, you know, perfectly symmetrical. And that's a beautiful way to end the Perek, because what it really does is highlight so many of the unique aspects of Chametz that we've talked about. And just to conclude with my theory that you know have heard from me already before, so I don't have to belabor the point on this Erev Shabbos. We'll find other topics to talk about in terms of Pesach. We'll probably go into some of the mitzvos halayla towards the end of Chametz Matzah, starting on Monday. But my theory, as you know, of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz Matzah is basically what the Rambam wanted to do was to impress us with the unique qualities of the Isser Chametz. So he starts out with Kares, and he talks about the Isser Hanoah being an Isser Prati of Lo Yachal Chametz, and the double Isser of Bailas and Rishus, and the fact that that is, in theory, subject to Malkos, and the idea of the Isser HaMechametz, and the Isser Davar HaNis Chametz, right? Isser Chametz, Isser Zor, Echadu, which we tried to prove is really a comment in terms of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, and the idea of a separate Shem Isser for Kol Bach Metzes, Lo Sochelu, and the idea that there's an Isser Chatzi Shir Prati based on Lo Yachal Chametz, and the special role that Makas Mardos plays across the board. There are so many different ways of expressing this beautiful idea that Chametz for Pesach takes on entirely different proportions, because it really is very much a symbolic Isser, not just any kind of a regular Machalos Asuros. The symbolism, you guys can develop your own ideas about. I have my idea about it, that really relates to the idea of, Anivlo Malach, Anivlo Saraf, Anivlo Shaliach. Chametz represents human initiative. There's no such thing as naturally occurring Chametz. Pesach is a time where we remember that the Yad Chazakov is Ron Etuya, that Hashem acted on us. Ohanisalokim, Lavola Kachas Logoi, Mikarev Goi. But whatever the interpretation is, that surely, you know, you're subject to your own interpretation. But the unique qualities of the Isser Chametz, those are for sure beyond any debate whatsoever. One of my favorite prakim in all of Mishnah Torah, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, masterstroke.